Right, guys, welcome back to the Sunday podcast, as always presented by our friends at sportsshoes.com. Look, we're on our little winter break, I guess you'd call it, end of season break at the moment, but cross country is too good. We can't miss it. Matt and I thought we'd chat through MK Cross Challenge from the weekend and get you guys excited for Liverpool. It's the big one. Best cross country race on the calendar coming up in, under 2 weeks now, European trials. How you feeling, Matt? You were there on Saturday. Talk us through the atmosphere.
Yeah, but like you say, just a little way out now from Liverpool. And I just think it's going to be big this year. I mean, we say it every year, but yeah, MK Cross, I just thought was a really high standard on Saturday. I think I don't think we were there last year. I didn't watch it last year. But, you know, watched it this year, saw the two Mohammeds up close. Zach Mohammed. And Mohammed, and they just look in phenomenal shape, to be honest. We knew Mohammed is in good shape coming off those halves as well, but he's just a bit of a different beast. Even on the cross country, I think he takes it up a level on the country. I think that's fair to say. And when we look ahead to Liverpool, you know, we're looking at kind of like Emil Kares, the Jack Rose. These are good runners on the road. And is Mohammed just, you know, is he in a league of his own on the cross country? Like, we don't know. But to be honest, his little brother's impressing me because he was kind of taking it to Mo all race. Mo's kind of just sitting just off him, just on the shoulder, running side by side. Didn't look like he wanted to do too much work. And Zach's just like laying it down pretty much the whole race. I think the most impressive thing as well was the way they took those hills. Anyone who's done MK, been to MK, knows those hills just suck the life out of you. And those two, even on the final lap, just breezed up them like they weren't even there when the rest of the field were almost crawling, you know, losing a lot of time. So that was probably the most impressive thing in the way they were just able to use on the flat. I thought Alex George is a name that we probably haven't mentioned in a long, long time. Come up third place, looked good, looked smooth. And I've got to admit, the whole England team, Milner, George, they went clear of the field after a lap. And they just, you know, really pushed on the whole way. And so for like George and Milner to kind of hang on and still, you know, not fade at all, I think that's quite a good indication of where they're going to be at Liverpool and how they're going to hold up at Liverpool, because we know Liverpool gets out hard.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned there, obviously, that we had the home countries race in with it, and it seemed to be raising the standard once again. I know we were chatting just before now about how MK's always got a few athletes in there, but I think having some international representation gives people another incentive to run. Obviously, Alex Millard won on the women's side as well, representing England too. So I think it definitely raises the profile of the event, having people representing their nations in there.
Yeah, and that was a good thing. I heard a lot of people saying, God, there's races within a race. You know, obviously merged with the Chiltern League, you got cross challenges, and then you had the home countries as well. I actually thought it was only a good thing. I thought the atmosphere, I mean, look, the weather helps, right? And one of the things about cross country, the weather is usually pretty poor. And the weather was spectacular on Saturday. I know you could argue maybe you're not true cross country, not real muddy, heavy underfoot, anything like that. But, you know, kids stuck around, you know, women stuck around. And by the time the men's race came, it was, you know, a good line of crowd, pretty much quite a long way around that course. And it's a good spectator's course anyway. At the best of times, Milton Keynes, you know, it's a lot of switchbacks. You haven't got to travel too far. And it just really pumped up the atmosphere. And I think that was added. You know, when you see these England vests at the front of the field, you know something serious is going down. I'm talking if you're, you know, an under 13, under 15, and you've stuck around for the day. So you kind of get to see people in the highest level. So I actually thought the meet was a huge success. To be honest, no live stream, but we can't complain. There's going to be a live stream at Liverpool. So all eyes on that.
Yeah, for sure. And obviously, looking ahead to Liverpool, we've already had a few big races. We obviously had Cardiff, which we covered. Mansfield's happened. And obviously now Milton Keynes. I think most people, I want to say, most of the contenders for Liverpool have already kind of appeared at some of those. We've also had a couple guys who've been a bit more low-key in some of their preparations, haven't we, Matt?
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to make this the preview to Liverpool just yet, because, you know, we're probably releasing one of those episodes as we near the time. But yeah, when we kind of study the league matches that went down on the weekend as well, some big names racing the weekend and they didn't race in Milton Keynes. Mark Scott took down the Surrey League comfortably. Jack Rowe took down the Hampshire League pretty comfortably, to be honest. Put 20 seconds on Ellis Cross, who we saw his Mansfield leg is in pretty good shape as well. So, you know, I thought that was actually good signs for Jack Rowe as well, coming off the back of that half marathon, because I know that was a really hard effort for him. So yeah, we're starting to see, you know, the top 10 at Liverpool is going to be a serious, you know, serious contenders. And are we going to see a good team, you know, being sent to Eurocross who can compete as well? I think it's interesting, you know, when we look at Milton Keynes as well, we look at the names who come off quite a big heavy track season. And, you know, I think you can even, or a heavy road season, you can even factor in someone like Jack Rowe as well. And I think they're maybe just a little bit behind compared to others. You know, our domestic athletes are so good this time of year. And I think that's because most of them have kind of packed up their track season a little bit earlier. They've got involved in the relays. You know, they got involved. They've had a few cross countries under their belt, whether it be Cardiff Cross a month ago, whether it be Mansfield, whether it be, you know, a league match. So they're kind of in full swing now. Whereas I think some of our, you know, like the likes of Mark Scott, they're just finding his feet. And especially in the women's race, you know, we have Markov. Surprised me she was that far down, you know, because she was a really good cross runner over in the NCAAs. Obviously, we know what she can do on a track as well. But I think, again, she's just finding her feet this time of year. And I think one thing about, you know, I call them elites, but, you know, internationals, if you like, experienced internationals, is they can get into top shape quite quickly. So they can be, you know, where did Markov come, fifth or, you know, sixth for Milton Keynes. You know, she can quickly, you know, get to that peak shape in 2 weeks' time, 3 weeks' time at Liverpool. If she's doing it, of course, and, you know, the likes of Melissa Courtney as well, down there as well. So we know Milton Keynes isn't set in stone, but it surprised me. A few kind of bigger names, international names, Stonier in the men's race, and he's a good caliber cross-country runner. To see him kind of that far off the pace, if you like, was interesting.
Yeah, I think so. And it's interesting timing as well. Like only being 2 weeks out from the main event, I think it is. It's interesting how people approach it because we don't know what they're doing around this race. Like people could be doing post-race sessions. They could have trained hard Thursday night, things like that. And if you are someone who's coming back from that, I'd want to bet that they don't want to go into MK feeling fresh at all because they're thinking, oh, if I want to actually ease off before Liverpool, I need to go into MK in some pretty heavy training. Maybe it's even I'm just running it to a level as a hard effort, just getting like used to the grass again, that sort of thing. So we don't even know how hard they actually ran in the race. It's all very well looking at results, but unless you're in their camp, I don't think you really know what even the goal was. Maybe the goal was to sit around that sort of area, run a certain pace. So we don't really know. We can only make the assumptions we can. I think what we do know is that, like you said, the Mohammeds are ready to take it to the rest of the field. I think they love doing that. I don't think it's any surprise to see them two getting after it at the start of a race. And it is going to be, it's going to be fantastic at Liverpool. It's always competitive. But I think this year, we really are going to see on both the men's and the women's side, pretty much all of our top distance runners on like sort of the road and track scene, like 5K, 10K wise anyway, pretty much all of them by the sounds of it are going to be at Liverpool.
Yeah. Yeah, there's one person on the women's side that I wasn't sure of. Callie Thackeray, is she going to be doing Liverpool? Do we know? I guess we'll have to find out, check some entries near the time when we do our preview. But that was a name I've seen is actually not in the UK at the moment. And is she preparing for Liverpool or is she just preparing for, you know, next summer or indoors even as well? So because I've seen she's training abroad at the moment. But yeah, I mean, off these results this weekend, I'm going to say my top three is going to have to be Mark Scott, Mohammed Mohammed and Milka Ress. On the men's side quite comfortably. But I don't know in which order. Might be bold statements. But you know, there's one thing about Mohammed that I really like is he's really hard to beat. Emil, we're gonna talk about this in the preview, but you know, has he won a big race before? I've always seen him come, you know, really close. I think I remember Bucks one year, he got out kicked by Alex Cross. You know, I think he lost on the line to Alex here at Bucks Cross Country as well. Yeah, we obviously know he got beat last year to Mohammed Mohammed as well. So I'm just thinking, has he won a big one? Is this his time? Or is he just not, you know, I don't know, have that real race instinct like we see with Mohammed Mohammed. He's really kind of gets down and dirty.
Yeah, you mentioned Alex Yee then, and I've heard some rumors that he might
some
be.
Some rumors. I'm not sure they're true, but.
At one point, I heard some rumours that he was thinking about Liverpool anyway. Let's put it that way. So that would be a race I'd love to see. Almost a rerun of the National, but throw in a few more big names as well, the likes of Jack Rowe, Mark Scott. We did speak to, we obviously had a picture of Ross Millington on our Instagram story Maybe even the king of Liverpool, some might describe him as. I think he's probably had some of the most consistent results there in the past. Maybe not in the last couple of years, but he's running marathon in Valencia in December, so he won't be there. So anyone listening who is racing, that's another spot that's up for grabs, because I think he'd be a shoo-in for the team every time he rocks up there.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's that. And then obviously we need to, you know, think about covering those short course races as well. And it's going to be interesting to see what people opt to do to short course. You know, you've got some good names, like we mentioned Stonier just a second ago. Will he do short course? We know he does enjoy it. When we spoke to him before on the podcast, he enjoys those 10K crosses. He thinks they make him strong. So, and I'm not sure someone of his caliber, is it right to say, probably cares about picking up a relay spot?
Also, he's an under 23 still, I think, as well. You got to remember, and he made the under 23 team last year. So I think that's the thing with a lot of these guys, like your Zach Mohammeds, Mastonia, and then same again on like the women's side, like the likes of Izzy Fry, like wasn't like right up there at MK at all, but she's an under 23. I think it was her first year under 23 last year, comfortably making the team, and I'd expect her to do the same as well this year when it comes to those under 23s, because I think we get almost, because of some of their good track performances they put in, we think, oh, they need to be right up there on the cross because they're right up there, the seniors on the track. But then when it comes to these cross races, actually, right now, they're probably thinking, not even thinking about Liverpool, they're probably of the caliber that, not that they can walk into the team, but they need to peak for Eurocross rather than Liverpool. So they're thinking, like, I think, yeah, Izzy Fry was ninth at Eurocross last year. So if she wants to improve on that, you're talking like probably trying to get into the top five. And so really, realistically, at Milton Keynes Cross Challenge, she doesn't need to be at the top of her game at all.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, man.
But then I think Alex Millard, obviously, as well, is under 23 as well, having
Yeah,
won
it's going to be a strong.
all the
So
senior women.
sometimes I think, you know, when you look at the women's side, it's almost the under 23 women are just, you know, just as strong as the senior women. It's often been the case as well. You know, there's sort of like four or five under 23s in that top 10, in that top eight, usually, anyway. So,
Is Jess Judd competing? Do we know?
well, you know, she ran Mansell, she's done the road relays. I can only assume that she's going to do Liverpool. Like I say, we'll come with a proper preview next week, leading into Liverpool for sure. But there's one thing as well I want to talk about. The NCAAs is this weekend, and we're talking about under 23s a little bit. Mr. Charles Hicks, what's he going to do at the NCAA cross on Saturday evening? That is our time, of course. And you know, he's a huge contender for a European under 23 title, I think.
Obviously, having run so well last year,
So well, and then so well on the track, backed it up as well. And that Stanford team, you know, he's training with some elite internationals, Kai Robinson, and those guys as well.
I'm sure we'll get onto it in the Liverpool preview as well. But I think it's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what they sort of ask of these NCAA athletes. Are they gonna, obviously, sometimes it's a case of that you've got to come back in a week, do the turnaround, do the trials. But
I
how
don't
much
think that
do we
definitely
think
won't
some
be the,
people?
yeah, it definitely won't be the case. I don't think it's ever been the case, really. They've always picked off a strong, you know, NCAA showing, to be honest with you. So I think, you know, someone like Hicks is, you know, I think in the NCAAs, if you come top 20, they usually favor you for that Liverpool spot. So,
Yeah, I think so. But I think there's
we'll be
people
safe.
like last year. I remember, I think Roy Leonard came back last year after NCAAs,
Yep.
after not running as well as he'd like to, and then made the team a week later. So I think for some people out there, it will have to be, because not everyone's going to run necessarily the shape they're in at NCAAs. So some people, I'm sure, will have to come back. And it's always interesting to see those. And there might even be people that look, because you can come 150 for NCAAs, doesn't mean you're not ready to make an under 23 team, shape
Yeah.
wise. And
Yeah.
you're not going to pick
It can
anyone
go wrong.
off coming.
Yeah. Things
You're not going to
can
pick anyone off
go
coming
wrong.
150th, but they might be
No.
easily in the shape to make an
It
under
could be
23 GB.
potential.
Yeah. So.
Potential. Yeah. But yeah, so that's that. And I think just one more note on Milton Keynes, because that, you know, I don't know if I mentioned it already, because that home country is international and the league match and the cross challenge, I thought the depth between sort of 5th to sort of 30th was just so strong. And we don't usually get that of races. You know, you look at most league matches, the depth quickly filters out after the top sort of three, four, you know, before you just get those club runners coming in. And I thought the depth of this MK Cross Challenge was really, really deep. Even deeper than, you know, Cardiff Cross in many respects, obviously, given at this point in the season, you'd expect that.
Yeah, I'd say you'd expect it, but normally I probably would say So maybe the other way around, that Cardiff Cross is stronger and then Milton Keynes like drops off a bit and then picks up again for Liverpool historically.
Historically, yeah, potentially. Yeah, I see what you're saying there. Yeah, potentially. I mean,
Cardiff, that's nothing on what Milton Keynes has been in the past. I just think that's how it's been. But obviously, yeah, this year I do think it was, apart from obviously at Cardiff Cross, we had some of the international athletes. But I think this year the standard at Milton Keynes was better than at Cardiff.
Yeah, both
the men's and the women's side.
I would agree, sir. Yeah, I'd agree with that, man. So look, mate, yeah, I mean, you wrap up, but 10 days out from Liverpool, just under 2 weeks from Liverpool. It's an exciting time. It's a good time to be following cross country. It all kind of goes quiet now for the next 2 weeks before the big one.
Yeah, so we'll try and get you guys an update on when we see start lists, any sort of news we hear behind the scenes. If you guys have any tips or input about who might be doing what, who's doing short courses, who might be turning up on start lines, who's not, let us know as well. Send us a DM on Instagram or Twitter or email us info@sundaypodcast.com. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you soon for a preview for Liverpool.